to know the Lord and to bear his cross, so to wear the crown he wore. All but
good morning, everybody, and welcome to enlarging the space of our tent with Father Dominic Robinson, SJ, Parish Priest of Farm Street Church in London, and Colette Joyce. Together, they work on the Diocese of Westminster's Justice and Peace Commission. And today, in our series, we are looking at the theme of the care of creation and how during Lent we can get closer to God through these, considering these different contemporary issues. So a very warm welcome to you, Colette and Father Dominic.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So shall we begin with a prayer?
We pause and pray. Loving God, open our hearts to hear your word and respond with our lives. Pull us more deeply into communion with you and with one another, that we may travel with Jesus your Son in the Spirit, in the joy of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So for the last 2 weeks, we've been reflecting on the themes first of poverty and homelessness, and then on racial justice, inspired by the scriptures. And this week we're taking as our cue the psalm, often the forgotten reading of the four that are used at Mass. But this Sunday just gone, the psalm was "The Lord is my shepherd," one of the favourite of all psalms, frequently used at funerals, and often so well known to all of us. And we thought this was a lovely time to reflect on nature and the care of creation, and very appropriately so today, on the first day officially of spring. So we're thinking about how to care for God's great gift of the earth and God's call to sustain all life. God longs to lead us to green pastures and restful waters, yet we know that a heart for environmental justice will be vital in the next few years. As the IPCC report released yesterday said, we are tackling multiple approaching crises.
I'll continue. So I'd like to invite us to pray the responsorial psalm for the fourth Sunday of Lent. We have the fourth Sunday of Lent, some beautiful readings, and we've chosen the psalm for the Sunday, which is Psalm 22, "The Lord is my shepherd." And as we do, to invite us to reflect on the beauty of creation and the call to sustain all life on earth. God longs to lead us to green pastures and restful waters. And yet we know that a heart for environmental justice is going to be vital in the next few years if we are to tackle the multiple approaching crises of environmental degradation, loss of biodiversity, pollution, and climate change. And so as I read the passage, I'm asking the question, what does the passage say to us about God's great gift of creation? The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. Fresh and green are the pastures where he gives me repose. Near restful waters he leads me to revive my drooping spirit. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. He guides me along the right path. He is true to his name. If I should walk in the valley of darkness, no evil would I fear. You are there with your crook and your staff. With these, you give me comfort. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. You have prepared a banquet for me in the sight of my foes. My head you have anointed with oil. My cup is overflowing. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. Surely goodness and kindness shall follow me all the days of my life. In the Lord's own house shall I dwell forever and ever. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. Let's take just a moment or two just to allow the word of God to seep into us and to speak to us about God's great gifts on this first day of spring, especially the gifts of God's creation in the beauty of nature, in the green pastures where we live.
The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me lie in pastures green. He leads me by the still, still waters. His goodness restores my soul. And I will trust in you, and I will trust in you, for your endless mercy follows me, your goodness will my ways in righteousness, and he anoints my head with oil, and my cup it overflows with joy. I feast on his will trust in you, and I will trust in you alone, for your endless mercy follows me, your goodness will your rod and
Your Goodness Will Lead Me Home. This is Enlarging the Space of Your Tent on Word of Life this morning, the third of our five-part series with Father Dominic Robinson and Colette Joyce. So back over to you, Colette.
I'm grateful for that beautiful hymn about restful waters and trusting in God. So the reflection I want to share is about my work in the diocese as an environmental lead. It's a priority issue for me, climate justice and environmental justice. And when I say I work on these things for the Diocese of Westminster, people usually start talking to me about one of two things: litter or boilers. And though these subjects are very different in scope, I do actually see an intimate link between the two. And it's to do with the way we waste, produce material and waste it. So, not long ago, I extracted a plastic wrapper from a hedge and placed it in a bin that was just 6 inches away. On other days, I find cans and plastic bottles stashed under bushes, food containers dropped in flower beds or in puddles. It always distresses me that so many people choose nature as the appropriate place to dispose of packaging rather than human collection systems. But for me, this points to a wider social problem. We fail to pass on a love and understanding for organic, natural processes. Why is it that so many people cannot grasp the damage that these materials will do if simply placed back into the environment? Why, you might even ask, do we continue to produce so much of them when we can't dispose of them properly? And carbon dioxide, which is emitted from our heating systems, our boilers, and all the other greenhouse gases, I've come to think of as invisible litter in the sky. The same problem. They are the packaging, if you will, from our energy use, which we thought was okay to just dispose of into nature. And perhaps at the beginning it was. But after 200 years, our output is now more than the earth can absorb. And it is still growing. We can increase our supply of renewable energy, but this will make no difference at all until we finally start drastically reducing the dangerous emissions that are warming the planet. So I fear we've prioritised our immediate convenience and short-term gains over long-term sustainability and care of our ecosystems. We need to return to greater sense of harmony with the earth. Yes, there needs to be responsibility among developers, businesses, government regulators. They have a very significant role and we need to keep asking them to perform it. But each one of us can play our own part, caring for our corner of God's earth and urging others to do theirs. Perhaps we'll have a little bit more music before we take those reflections further.
Thank you so much, Colette. And I've chosen Garden from Father Tanzi, Father Tanzi being a Franciscan friar based at Canning Town in East London.
I want to go to the place all alone where only we know. I want to go to the place in my soul where only we know. How beautiful is the place where I go with you, Lord, alone. A hidden cove is the place where streams flow. There you rest my soul, ain't got in enclosed. Where living water flows is the place where we go. To go to the place through the groves where your spices grow. Aloes and myrrh in the place
Thank you to Father Tanzi for Garden, and back over to you, Colette, and Father Dominic.
The diocese where we work, the Diocese of Westminster, which covers most of London and the green area of Hertfordshire, has committed itself to a programme which is moving towards carbon neutrality. Colette has already highlighted the issue of carbon and our need to address this really important concern for the future of creation, the future of our planet. The trustees of the diocese in July 2021, in keeping with what so many dioceses and religious orders are committing themselves to at this time, made this statement: the Diocese of Westminster has committed to do its utmost to become carbon neutral by 2030 in its parishes and curial buildings. It has also expressed its commitment to working with schools to encourage them to follow the same path. And Colette and so many others in the team are doing their best to raise awareness of this issue and to actually put our faith into action in the institutions. It's something especially which the schools and young people are so much onto, and the parishes are also almost there in coming to this resolution and doing something about it. Now, there's also what we like to do sometimes in our work is to combine also with others, and CAFOD is a very important partner. And we like to award those who are good examples of justice and peace. And the CAFOD Live Simply Award is a very good means of this. In their at their autumn 2022 gathering, the bishops of England and Wales commended the Live Simply Award to schools and parishes as a sign of their solidarity with the poor and their desire to live in harmony with God's creation. In other words, the two go together: environmental justice and justice for those who are weakest in society are intimately connected. You can't have one without the other in today's world. And seven parishes in the Diocese of Westminster have achieved the award already, but I know many others around the diocese, around the country have. and we hope many more will set out to work towards it this year, can be a great aid to making and implementing carbon reduction plans. CAFOD have all the details on that. Back to Colette.
So we've got some questions that we are inviting our listeners to consider, and we've been considering them ourselves. And the first one is, how would you describe your relationship with nature? And for me, nature has just always been a huge part of my life. I grew up in the countryside in a small town called Great Dunmow in Essex. It's not as small now because it's very close to Stansted Airport. But when I was little, I could go up to the top of my road and go out into fields and walk for miles and miles without seeing a house or a road. And I just loved this open expanse of Essex countryside. I used to go over to, well, as a teenager, I used to go over to the local woods just to sit and think. And it's there really that I think I nurtured my faith. I found God very much in the outdoors, in the open countryside. And I moved to London 25, 26 years ago, country girl coming to the big city. And I found it very, very difficult. And I've always needed green spaces. And fortunately for us, London is blessed with many beautiful parks and green areas. And in particular, quite early on, I became a friend of Kew Gardens, which is one of my favourite places on earth. I spend many, many happy hours in Kew Gardens looking at plants and nature from around the world. And I think it inspires me to consider how to look after them. I don't know much about plants. I've never been a botanist, but I know how to appreciate them and enjoy them. Father Dominic, how about you?
Well, I grew up in one of the greenest parts of the country, certainly because it rained so much. That's the Lake District. So I spent my early years in the Diocese of Lancaster, the beautiful part of the world, and the hills and the valleys there just evoke God's beauty, God's creation. There's so much poetry written about it, of course. And it's only recently, I didn't as a boy, but only recently that I really got into walking. And I kind of boy growing up in the most beautiful part of the country, arguably I didn't do that. But of course now I do quite a bit actually. And at Farm Street we run a lot of Caminos, which I really, really enjoy. There isn't one going this year, but watch this space. There will be others. But I also, when I go on my retreat, I used to go on retreat to the Jesuit retreat house in Bynoes in North Wales, and I'd find God through walking increasingly as I began to make retreats, week-long retreats when I joined the Jesuits, and walking around the Vale of Clwyd. I find myself that being out in the fresh air speaks to me of God. Just to put in a plug that you can go on retreat to a place like St. Bynoes, where I am in Farm Street at the London Jesuit Centre. There are lots of retreat experiences, days of recollection, which have an environmental theme as well in the spirit of Pope Francis' encyclical Laudato Si. There's lots going on there. Go onto the website. And just to put in a plug, because I'm here today, because I'm celebrating Mass in Lambeth Palace, the Archbishop of Canterbury's residence and offices for the Chemin Neuf community. And so in interest of time, they've very kindly given me a room to do this program in. Chemin Neuf have an abbey in Cornwall, in Loo, called the Green Abbey. And you can go there and you can make a retreat with an environmental theme in another beautiful part of the country, in the West Country. Gosh, we're so blessed, aren't we, in the country where we are, this green and pleasant land. We're so blessed with God's gifts, and maybe we don't make enough of them, and maybe there's something in what we're being called to in care for creation, which we can pass on to others around us, and which will make a vital difference to our future, which is much needed. So I'm going to just ask some questions which we have in the sharing today. So we've got a couple of questions. So I'm going to ask, well, it's really to ask Colette, but if anyone wants to call in. I think that we've already answered that first question that's down here about our relationship with nature. But have we made any changes in our own lifestyle in response to the need to care for creation, perhaps this Lent? Are there any changes that we'd like to make? Colette, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, this is constantly a work in progress, I guess. I've been a vegetarian for 30 years, and that was from my earliest days of becoming environmentally aware of how much more land it took to raise cattle than plant-based food, and also the problem of emissions from agricultural use. So that's been my personal commitment for a very long time. And a few years ago, I also gave up driving a petrol car, and I now try and take public transport as much as I can. The change I'm trying to make is to learn to drive an electric car. I need to figure out how to hire them and charge them and all that sort of thing, and I haven't done it properly yet. So that's on the to-do list as quite a big one. And for the last few Lents, I have been trying really hard to give up plastic, buying single-use plastic, and it's really, really difficult. So much food comes wrapped in plastic, but we have some lovely bakeries where I currently live on Green Lanes in North London, so I am raiding them, which is not the most penitential of Lents, although it is a little more expensive, and I hope it's a justice issue because it feeds the local economy at the same time as producing less waste.
Well, for myself, I think one of the major issues is probably around food, that I'm not a vegetarian, but in the community we eat, in the Jesuit community and Farm Street, we eat less and less red meat, and we eat more and more vegetables, and this has been something I think we made a decision on a few years ago, and that kind of undulates a little bit because we don't want to be too dogmatic on that. But that makes a big difference. We're very, recycling. We're very keen on recycling. That's very, very important. And that's quite easy in the building because we've got recycling everywhere. So if you spend a lot of time, which I do, in the building, then you end up doing all of that. But of course, what do you do when you're out? I mean, it's, you know, and it's just conscious of the things that you buy, and it is plastic. It is what will be damaging to the environment, and being aware of that. Things like what kind of transport as well. I mean, it these are difficult issues because sometimes we just need to travel. As a parish priest, I don't travel very much at the moment. At other times I certainly have, and that's a challenge. Can I get somewhere by rail? Or can I avoid if I'm rushing to a meeting or something, and it's easy to get a cab, you know, because I need to. Can I just leave that little bit more time, or change my diary so that I can I can walk, or I can get there by public transport, or hopefully walking in the beautiful green spaces that we have in London. So all of these challenges, I have to say, like perhaps some of the listeners, I'm not all that good at it. So, you know, I recognise that I'm not perfect at this. So if that's any sign of solidarity, but I think it's good to be aware of it and to try our best.
Thank you, Father Dominic. I'd like to just interject there. Firstly, Colette, I'm glad you've discovered Kew Gardens. I actually grew up near there, and I don't want to make you feel depressed, but I just want to tell you that when I was a child, it cost 1p to enter Kew Gardens. So it was always exciting to collect a few pennies on our way for our Sunday walk. Are there any diocesan initiatives such as get the children to pick up litter in the region of the parish, or perhaps the schools could be doing this. Perhaps they are, you know, getting children and teenagers. So we're not solving the problem of why so much plastic is still being used, but at least we're picking it up and encouraging that respect for every, you know, green space there is in the cities.
Yeah, and in every parish does it differently and does their own thing. Same with every school. But I've had lots of schools and parishes give me feedback about the different initiatives they're taking, greening their spaces. There's a wonderful parish in White City that has only a small kind of rim of concrete around the edge, and they've transformed it into a garden all around the church, just maybe a few metres wide, but with recycled planters at waist level so that anyone can help with the planting, and then using the kind of plants that grow up the walls. So it's amazing what you can do with even a small amount of space just to bring more green into your life.
Wonderful. And also a lot of our listeners are in East Anglia and the Cambridge area. And when I go to British beaches, I feel I go to the South Coast, but I, you know, always want to come back with a large dustbin bag. So we could encourage listeners that when they do go to the beach, those who have access to beaches, do consider taking along plastic bags, not to dump, but to fill with rubbish, and just improve that experience for the next person who comes along. Any further questions for Colette today?
Well, I think the second question we have in the booklet is probably relating to all parishes and chaplaincies, though. Has your parish or chaplaincy engaged yet with the diocesan commitment to carbon neutrality by 2030? And what support can you give to others to act personally, locally, nationally and internationally to protect our world? I mean, how do you feel that this is going, Colette? I know there's an awful lot of work which is going on at the moment.
It's amazing. I think this year there's more momentum than ever before. And maybe this is the year we're coming out of the pandemic phase now. And we've had COP26 hosted in this country, COP27 in Egypt last year. And there's more and more awareness everywhere. So I feel quite optimistic. But immediately on the horizon is something called the Big One, which is a big climate rally, big climate protest organised in London and in other cities around the UK and indeed around the world, based around Earth Day on the 22nd of April. And the events in London, the main events in London, will happen on the 21st and 22nd of April. We'll be joining CAFOD at St John's Waterloo, south of the river, for a walk past the Shell headquarters to Parliament Square, carrying banners and prayers for the earth. So we'd encourage anyone in the London area to come and join us for that. All the details are on the CAFOD website, or to look for whatever's going on locally in your area. And if there isn't something, maybe you can start something.
Thank you so much. Back over to you, Father Dominic.
So what can we do at home? We may feel that there's not an awful lot that we can do. We're not part of a parish team or the pastoral council. Or maybe we're doing quite a lot already. And there's actually not much more that we can be doing. And, you know, if you feel that you're overwhelmed by this or it's something completely new, then you can always pray, and that's the most important thing that we can ever do. And I hope that this broadcast, this program this morning, that we've invited you also to give glory to God, Laudato Si, praise to him for the beauty of creation. And as we move into spring, get out there and enjoy that creation and give thanks to God. Pray the Psalms, the wonderful Psalms we're given in the prayer of the church, in the morning, in the evening, each day, giving praise to God for the beauty of creation. But if you are part of a group, we invite you to, as we put it in the booklet, to include the earth. We're all talking about including different people in the synod conversations which are going on in parishes at the moment. Include the beauty of creation too, because that's there for our future generations. and complete an environmental audit of your parish, your community, or your home. Religious community, perhaps, if you might be listening for a religious community as well. And if you're in the Diocese of Westminster, then I know Colette, the team, could be able to help with that. And help your parish or group to work towards the Live Simply Award as another way of doing it, to remind you of that. If you haven't already, share your learning with others. So let's end with a prayer now. And this is from Laudato Si. It's paragraph 246, a prayer from A Prayer for the Earth in Laudato Si. So this is from Pope Francis. All-powerful God, you are present in the whole universe and in the smallest of your creatures. Teach us to discover the worth of each thing, to be filled with awe and contemplation, to recognize that we are profoundly united with every creature as we journey towards your infinite light. We thank you for being with us each day. Encourage us, we pray, in our struggle for justice, love, and peace. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Colette and Father Dominic.